Fall favorites are here, and so are amazing deals at Amazon. You'll save so much on early holiday athletic gifts, like bikes, tents, and outdoor gear. You'll have money left over for heated gloves for those chilly morning jogs. Or snowshoes so you can hike to your super secret spot to find the perfect tree.
Aha!
Oh, what fun it is to save. Shop low prices on all your fall favorites now.
Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL, all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to join today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
Being a man of increase?
To take a guy that won't be ready to play.
At the club.
Club 1080.
Oh, I really
enjoy the show. Thank you.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
I'm going to that lake.
It's Sachi.
Playoffs.
Yeah.
You guys shut up.
Shut up.
Hey, will you shut up?
Hey, shut up. Take your butt out of here.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
Do you believe?
I'm cooking on your grill.
God dang, what do you think?
Right in the butt?
Give it a class.
Give yes, a we class. Do. Well, the Yankees about to get swept. You guys don't need to watch.
Yeah, it's only 3-0.
Yeah, they're about to get swept.
Yeah. Look,
and it's great.
I'm not going to lie. If the Yankees got swept, I would Magic Johnson it. I would.
Hee-hee.
Magic Johnson. I will never hee-hee again without it ending with Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson.
And then people be like, what are you talking about? It's Michael Jackson.
I'm like, get on TikTok, you boomer. Loser.
No thanks.
I don't know.
Is John Anthony on TikTok?
I bet she is.
That's
how it gets us confirmed. This John Anderson slander that you're throwing out there, I don't like
it. His name is John Anthony.
John Anthony. I don't
get
like
his name right.
I don't like it.
He's number one against the spread.
He is number one. Are you number one against anything?
He's on
yeah,
fire.
Yeah, if I just say I'm number one, I think I am.
On fire emoji.
Much like him.
Oh.
Are you out of your mind?
There's no way to prove that you aren't number one.
Who do you think you are? I am.
You see a guy wearing
and therein lies the genius.
It's like when you see a guy wearing a World's Greatest Dad shirt.
Well, good enough for me. I better call the line.
Hey, Will Ortner gives out bets, for God's sake.
Don't get me started.
Big Will bets.
Because that's what you want.
They track his record and everything.
That's what you want.
Well,
you
at least, listen, at least he puts out his record.
Yeah, he puts it out every
John
week.
John Anthony speaks in tongue.
John Anthony says he yeah, would like to go 5-0 each week.
I'd
well,
love
so
to
Will
go.
Ortner.
Yeah, exactly. At least Ortner puts his record there. So you can see how he's doing.
I think he's over 500.
Can you see that he went 5-0?
Yay.
It's a fun way to
number
talk.
One day.
It's a fun way to
be a man of increase.
Somebody said, what if you call his line and on there is just Mike Francesa saying this?
I can see them winning this game. I can see them losing this game.
I want to start my own hotline and see, like, what...
You probably could, dude.
I'm just interested to see, like, who calls.
There have to be easier ways for us to make money than this. Just set up a hotline with your voice on there once a day and give out some picks.
Well, here's what you do. You give out half... To half of your callers, you give out one side. To the other half, you give out the other side.
And claim you're on fire to 100% of the sides.
Exactly.
That's I'm starting
It's a racket.
As a man of increase, I'm starting... Well, which is better, to be a man of increase and do that, or just start, like,
being
your
a
own,
man of
like,
increase?
Mega search?
Mega church? Well, that's pretty good.
Those preachers, man, you want to talk about the best racket out there. You said there has to be easier ways. There is. Church.
Yeah.
And by the way,
I can't argue with that.
That's tax-free money. All those sons of dudes, like those guys, they're all driving planes and like, and it's amazing to me. And they just, it just keeps rolling in.
Yeah.
I've seen the Righteous Gemstones.
The power of God.
Sign me up.
See Jameis Winston.
Yes.
He's into it.
God looks the other way about crab legs and sexual assault, but hey.
That's right.
Yeah.
Being a man of increase.
Increase.
He's the best.
I love how he said
I don't
that.
Ever want him increase. To retire.
Well, and that he's now just gone. Has he always been a
yes,
man of
he's
increase?
Always been this way.
I don't know. I mean, he
was
stealing crab legs and yelling to F him right in the pee.
Yeah, look. He was F'ing him in the pee. And now we're now
well,
we're
who
increasing.
Wasn't? Well, he was... He was young, but he's always been like this. I remember the first when he first got to Tampa.
Yeah.
Isn't that who drafted him? Who drafted him? Tampa?
Yeah, the Bucks.
Yeah, there were some clips of him trying to motivate guys like this. And he was a rookie at the time, and I think they were all just like, dude.
Is that when he was eating? Oh, yeah, that's when
even
he was,
when he was even when he was a vet, he was trying to eat the W.
He was trying to eat the W.
They're eating the cat.
They have a clip from this Sunday where he's like huddling up with the offense in the tunnel, and he's like, and we're going to play for the name on this helmet. Wait, okay, we don't have a decal, but we're going to play for the Cleveland Browns.
He's going to become my new favorite player. I'm with you.
Being a man of increase?
I need a Jameis. Well, I don't want a Jameis because then I'd have to support the Cleveland Browns. But I wanted like a Jameis. Does he have his own merch? Is there a website? Can I buy a Jameis Winston? Like I just want to show this as Jameis Winston, man of increase. Someone make me that, and now we've got something.
Maybe we should make the shirts, and that's how we get rich.
Yes, we can be shirts of increase.
I like that. Shirts of increase.
Can I buy like Joel Osteen merch? That's the other one too. Is like when they have all like the godly merchandise. Like you can go in. Like there's like on the 700 Club. Those dudes are always selling something. It's like, hey, be a man of God. And by the way, buy my crap.
Do you think when he retires, he's going to be an analyst?
I hope so.
With that crap,
you can buy T-shirts on his website that say "Eat a W."
Really? So he has his own stuff.
Yep. JBooWins.com.
Yes.
J Boo.
He refers to himself as J Boo. It's also his Twitter handle at J Boo Wins. It's J A B O O.
Really?
Yeah.
J A B O O.
Wins.com. Oh, yeah, JBooWins.com.
Right there.
We Some Dogs is another one.
So there's a backup quarterback that's selling merch. And
hell yeah, there is.
How many people have bought an Eat a W? Like, has there ever been a backup quarterback to sell?
And then I don't get, on the second page, there's a bunch of alphabet soup shirts. I don't get what that's about.
I don't know, but I'm intrigued by this. Well, that's probably just he's eating the W. Right, the alphabet.
Are they all W's in that bowl of alphabet soup?
I would assume so.
Oh, okay, so he's just pulling the W out of the bowl
of
soup. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I may have to order for $20.99. Just a gray shirt that says "Eat AW."
You should get the
wear
tank
under
top.
Your punt sweatshirt.
He has a tank top with it on there.
Does he? Yes, that's right. I need an Eat AW tank top and wear it underneath my punt sweatshirt. What are you about? I'm about punts and I'm about eating W's.
Ooh, there's one that's a portrait of him eating the W. You could get with a signature.
And the best part is, there's just not an irony in any way in this. He really believes this.
Being a man of increase.
He also sells Dream Forever bracelets for $4.
You know what? That's a hell of a bargain to Dream Forever. $4?
Well, I think some of it has to do with his foundation.
I was gonna say, is that a cause? It must
yeah.
be a cause.
But when you click on his foundation's website, it doesn't link to anything.
Well, Look, can we admit that a lot of times these athletes, the foundations are just like a bit of a money laundering scheme? It's just that you get your brother and he runs it and the charity just goes to him. I mean, there's a million of these. I think Alex Rodriguez had one, right, if I'm not mistaken. I think he had a charity that took in like $700,000 and I think he distributed like 10 grand. And he was like, well, there's many costs with running a charity. It's, you know, salaries and, you know, it's crab legs and cars. J-Boo. Oh, Jameis, I can't quit you.
Well, we've blown through another segment. Radio.
Radio Gold. I cannot get enough of his website and all the different things that are for sale. He's got little t-shirts. He's got a baby onesie. I want someone to have a baby just so I can get them a baby Jameis Winston.
I probably
onesie.
Need to have a Eat the W onesie for my little one.
Oh, 100%. It's fantastic. We some dogs.
Guess who's pregnant and what is pink cocaine? Next on The Fan. Yeah, did you guys see who's got a bun in the oven?
Oh, I think I did see this. I wasn't certain where you were going with this, but is this a jiu-jitsu pregnancy?
Yes.
Yeah. I saw this as well.
Yes.
Oh, Tom. Poor Tom.
Giselle.
Yeah.
Pregnant at the age of 44.
Yeah.
Hey, Red Danny, Red Danny.
And it is not Tom's baby.
No, or is it?
Is it? Wouldn't that be awesome?
I think it'd be a little awkward, but, you know.
Why? Not for you or me. Maybe for them.
Maybe for them. By the way, before we get into Giselle's bastard love child, did you see the weird Tom Brady like commercials they kept airing about like no one believes in me? The like getting ready to announce the game. You didn't see that?
The Seahawks game?
I saw something like that. The whole like Tom Brady's back to work campaign. That whole thing.
It's really awkward. So it's like Tom Brady walking. Like to the broadcast, you know, to do his broadcast job. And then it's like Michigan Tom Brady and Tampa Bay Buccaneer Tom Brady saying that no one believes in you. And it's like everyone doubting Tom Brady again. And then he gets to the with Kevin Burkhardt and he grabs the microphone and he like looks into the camera and he goes, I'm ready. Like,
what
really?
Is it an ad for?
Just
Fox.
NFL on Fox with Tom Brady.
So you love to talk about this, but now Tom Brady's back to being the underdog? We're literally taking Tom Brady. And
nobody believes in him.
Got to create a chip on your shoulder, man.
Yeah. It's like Michigan Tom Brady being like, no one thought we'd be the starter. And then New England Tom Brady like,
well, at least
one thought we'd win Super Bowls.
At least with Brady, he was a sixth round pick.
Yeah.
I mean, the best one is like Baker Mayfield. He was the number one overall pick.
I know. It's like, hey, and you want a
no
Heisman,
one believed in you.
And you want a Heisman Trophy.
Yeah. It's like,
well, I'm telling you, when you see the Tom Brady commercial, like look it up in the break, you'll be like, oh my God.
Of course, I think Baker's goes back to recruiting, maybe.
Yeah.
Like he wasn't that highly recruited.
Yeah, he was like a 5-star guy or whatever. But still
always find that slight somewhere.
He's still got a D1.
Freaking LeBron. All you need to know about that line of thinking is LeBron has it.
Just a kid from Akron, man.
The chosen one.
That's a valid point. Just
he was chosen at age 2. No one believed in me, man.
Just a kid from Akron. Never had a chance.
Yeah, no, you were a baby. We didn't believe in you. We didn't know what you were going to be. Sorry.
I must have seen that.
LeBron James.
Because I was interested in that Seahawks Bills game. I must have seen that commercial.
Yuck, by the way.
Oh, God.
I didn't watch much of that. That was ugly.
It was pretty much out of hand by the time I was going to tune in. So,
I know.
Yeah. It got bad. We had 2D linemen fighting each other, though, which was kind of fun. But, yeah. I just kept seeing that commercial. I was like, oh my God, Tom, really? And he just has this steely glare into the camera. I'm ready. By the way, he's not even good at that job.
Not yet.
Yeah, no. I haven't heard much of him.
You're not missing a damn thing.
His games, for whatever reason, I haven't watched him. But
just go through the whole list of like the things he's not able to say now or do if he's as a minority owner.
It's stupid.
It's crazy.
He can't say anything.
No.
He not only that, he like can't be at other teams' facilities. No. He can't conduct interviews. He can't like it's
you know
he can and can't do his job, and he's going to get $300 million to do it.
Not that we're getting into a lot of sports here, but
very
sportsy. I did bring up Giselle. Is he proving that job is harder than we think? Because I thought he'd be a slam dunk good at that.
No, he's
job.
Not. He is not good. Well,
because he's pretty articulate.
Yeah,
obviously knows the maybe knows a thing or two about playing quarterback.
I think it proves that it's hard to do just right off the street, like rolling right into it.
Yeah,
there's people that have a knack for things, And I think we
like John Anthony.
John Anthony.
I'm on fire.
We fall into the trap.
As far as you know.
Of thinking. And by the way, this happens all the time with studio analysts too. Just because you were good at something, Michael Irvin should not be analyzing football. Just because you are good at a position, you are good at a game, does not mean that you can articulate the game, and it certainly doesn't mean that you can do it in a quick fashion, like in a play-by-play or a color setting. So yes, Tom Brady is once again proving to us that that job is way harder than anyone gives it credit for. And when you're a natural at it, you're a natural. See Greg Olsen, and then you get Jason Witten and Tom Brady, and you're like, ew.
All right. Well, there's sports talk. Anyway, Giselle's pregnant. She's 44. She's dating that jiu-jitsu bro.
That she was dating before, you know. Yeah, maybe that was the cause of the marital strife.
You think she cheated on Tom Tom?
That's the rumor.
With jiu-jitsu guy?
That's the rumor.
Is that right?
That's the rumor.
Because he went back to football or after he went back to football?
Yeah.
Because Tom wasn't present.
Tom chose football.
Tom chose football.
She chose.
She made that very clear.
Yes.
She went on. Didn't she go crying on like Oprah or something about, oh,
yeah.
He won't come back to me.
Hey, when someone says that something's more important, then you go find someone that can kick Tom Brady's ass.
That's right.
And by the way, that's got to be uncomfortable for Tom.
That guy's a handsome guy.
He is, but it's got to be a little awkward when you are when your wife is stooping someone else and you get all mad and you can't do anything about it because that dude will kick your ass.
Speaking of awkward in that realm, did you see the unique thing that happened in the Blazers-Pelicans game over the weekend? This is tied in.
Well, is it really?
Yes, it very much is.
Was it a hee-hee? What? No.
I don't see how this ties in. But
Brandon Ingram hit a game winner over Anfernee Simons. Do you know the connection between them?
Ingram's
baby mamas?
They share a baby mama.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there is even, like, after the game, the Pelicans teammates, like, mob Brandon Ingram, and they are essentially making references to, like, yeah, you better than him. Like, you show her. Like,
it is, is so, I do not understand the world of the NBA because, yeah, that's they great. All pass around. I gotta
wait,
be careful.
Yeah, careful.
They just, they pass around ladies that seem to enjoy being with NBA players.
That's their prerogative.
But can't you find... I'm trying to be like... aren't there enough Instagram ladies that are interested in NBA players that you don't have to find the same?
You don't have to double up.
This goes back to what we've always talked about on this issue, and it is convenience.
Yeah. They're women to put in the work.
Yes. These women go where they are, and that's the difference.
That's the difference.
Because if they're just there, why not stoop them?
Yeah. It's valid points. They're willing to go the extra mile.
The Instagram model, you got to DM them. You got to work. It's just like, or Sandy's down in the bar again. All right, come on up. That's what it is. Now, can I ask a question about the Ingram-Simons thing? Are either of them with the baby mama now?
I don't know that.
Okay.
I'm not even sure who was with her first.
Well, Giselle's boyfriend is 7 years her younger.
Yeah.
She's 44. He's 37, and his name is great. His name is Joaquin Valente.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Yes.
That's a pretty kick-ass name.
Yeah, he's a Brazilian man. I'm looking up about Aia Petty. Everything to know about Brandon Ingram's baby mama and sharing kids with Anthony Simons.
The quotes that his teammates were saying were, twin, tell her who better. Tell her who better.
Because of some random shot?
Because he hit the shot over Simons to win the game.
So Ingram was first.
Well, I'm pretty sure she knows that Ingram's a better player than Simons.
Brandon
right?
Ingram was first, and Simons is he's the second.
Simons, is he with her then?
I don't know.
It does not appear necessarily that she's with either one of them, but
She popped out a baby for both of them. See, she likes them both.
Hey, and you know what she does for a living?
Do I want to know this?
Well, just take a guess.
She's an Instagram
influencer.
Yeah.
Instagram model.
Yeah.
Nice.
Exactly. Well, there you go.
Apart from her relationship with NBA stars, she's known for her fitness and lifestyle content.
Yes, everyone goes there for her fitness tips.
Someone asking who won that divorce. Who do you think has the better life right now?
Giselle has more money than he does.
Well, she probably got half, right?
No, they had separate.
Oh, they had separate stuff?
They had separate stuff.
And she has more than him? She's worth more than him?
She's worth way
That's
more than
correct.
Him.
Damn.
So maybe she has the better life? She's in love.
Well, she got the kids, which, depending on what you know,
Tom doesn't even have the kids?
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Is Tom a deadbeat?
No, but I think she got primary custody. They lived with Mom because Tom was out doing Tom things.
Where does she live? He lives in Florida.
Yeah, I think she moved back to Brazil. I think she lives in Florida and moved back to Brazil.
And this that's
and took
she,
the kids with her?
Yeah, she's in, wow. like, she's Brazilian.
Wait, Tom's American kids are in Brazil now?
I think they split time between Brazil and Florida.
And they split time?
Yeah.
Now, where is the other Tom Brady kid who he had with Moynihan? Where does he live?
He was a California kid.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I forgot about him.
Yeah, is it Bridget Moynihan? Is that who
Bridget
it is?
Moynihan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was he... So, Tom and Giselle have three? Is that right?
That I don't know.
Two boys and a girl? Or is one of those the Moynihan kid?
No, that one doesn't live with him full time. So I think he's got three with Giselle, and I think he's got one with the previous one. And now Giselle's got one with Jiu-Jitsu Man.
How long before we hear Tom Brady has gotten his girlfriend pregnant? Because he cannot...
he's going to one-up. Yeah. He's going to turn into some sort of weird Super Bowl competition.
And how much does a Jiu-Jitsu instructor make? You would know this.
It depends.
This guy is...
Depends is he any good?
Depends on how good he is, and does he have a bunch of academies? Look, he's not Tom Brady.
This guy's...
He scored. Dude, you're
Can you
a guy,
imagine that?
You're grinding out a living as a jiu-jitsu instructor. Yeah. And I guess he was the instructor for Giselle and Tom's kids.
Right.
And next thing you know, he's instructing more than you know.
Where Giselle. Was that? Was that in?
That was in Florida.
Florida.
That was in Florida.
So, man.
My guess is he was working on the omoplata and the Kimura grip with her when Tom was busy, you know, doing that TB12
stuff.
I don't
know what that is, but I have a picture in my mind, and it's very dirty.
It sounded exotic. Say those again? The plethora and the what?
The omoplata.
Okay.
The omoplata. Maybe they were doing the daily heva, too. I'll tell you what.
Oh, I see Jeez. The omoplata here.
Yeah, yeah. And let me tell you, the daily heva goes into single leg X, and I bet you that a great time doing some single leg X.
What are you, a yogi?
There's so many weird little names, but yeah. Probably very flexible.
It looks to me like an omoplata, you could...
Yeah, you could do some things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could... Yeah.
Take a look at Spider Guard sometime.
An omoplata sounds like an appetizer tray.
I'm guessing that they've played some Spider Guard. Yeah. Right? Getting into full mount. Oh, yeah. It's good. But, yeah, that guy scored. If you're smart, put a ring on that, dude. She's worth, like, $500 million.
Yeah, he's no dummy.
No.
Well, he's been able to keep her this whole time, which means leads me to believe he's a smart man.
Yes.
He knows where his bread's buttered. Hold on to that. It ain't getting any better than that, dude.
No. Let's see. Just hold
for
on
for anyone.
No. Just grab and hold. Grab and hold. Grab and hold.
I wonder if Tom's sad.
Sounded like when it broke up, he was not happy. He did not want it.
Well, he chose football over her.
Well, does it also kind of seem like he wanted to have his cake and eat it, too?
Well, of course. He's Tom freaking... Oh, no. An NFL player with the most...
Oh, he didn't want his divorce while he was going out doing whatever the hell he wanted in the rest of his life.
That's right. Especially... Yeah,
poor guy.
You got a hot model, mother of your kids, back at home who
I don't want her to leave me because I'm out doing whatever I feel like with any hour of the day.
She has more money than you, and she's saying, hey, maybe hang it up and spend some time with us. Nope.
Married to the game, babe.
Sorry, babe. Idiot.
Tom's like, you're never going to find anyone better than me. And she's like, yeah, but this guy's right here. And he can kick your ass. But again, imagine like coming home and your wife's like, by the way, I'm sleeping with someone. You're like, who is it? And they're like, Brock Lesnar. You're like, son of a bitch. Like, that has to be like a Navy SEAL or something. Like, because every dude's like, who is this guy? I'm going to beat his ass. And you're like, yeah, it's that guy over there. And you're like, well, all right.
Take off your shirt and throw me.
You're like, let me shake your hand and just say, the keys are in the drawer and I don't know, enjoy. I'll just be over here.
P1 Scott saying, and I didn't see this, but did Tom Brady get in trouble for saying the word spaz?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He said Josh Allen was a spaz. Yeah.
I don't think he knew something that was un-PC.
Yeah, he did. Well, obviously he didn't know that, or he wouldn't have said it. Yeah.
Well, people say un-PC things all the time. Ask your friend Tom Brenneman.
Yeah, you can't say that.
But I thought, that's hilarious that he said that on TV.
Yeah, you can't say
Josh Allen's a spaz.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin Burkhart's like, Tom.
Kevin Burkhart, what did he say? Do we have it? Can we?
I don't think
did he just gloss right over it?
All I saw was the there was a clip of Brady saying it, but I didn't hear what Burkhardt said. But it is out there. He said he
I
used,
don't have it. I can try to get
he
it.
He said he used to be a spaz, and now he's calmed down.
That is not funny.
No, not at all.
Extremely offended.
Just a little.
All right, well, Giselle's going to have a babe with her new boy.
Who may or may not be mouth-kissing 10-year-old boys. We
boy toy. Who, the jiu-jitsu guy?
No. What's the Tom thing?
What is pink cocaine?
And where do I score some?
Here's Buck.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Fall favorites are here, and so are amazing deals at Amazon. You'll save so much on early holiday electronic gifts, like monitors, tablets, and video games. You'll have money left over for that drum set for your little drummer. And some noise-canceling headphones. Or an outdoor speaker system so the entire neighborhood can hear your holiday tunes. Oh, what fun it is to save. Shop low prices on all your fall favorites now.
Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL, all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to join today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, now on to pink cocaine.
Yeah.
This is a new thing that has hit the market. It's not new.
No, it's not new. Lamar Odom, I guess, is he's a big fan of the pink cocaine.
Well, it became kind of in the news recently because the One Direction guy, Liam Payne, had it in his system.
Well, and I guess it's like, it's everything. I mean, it's like the most terrifying thing I've ever heard of.
So pink cocaine is typically a powdery mix of ketamine and illegal substances such as meth, molly, opioids, or new psychoactive substances.
Yeah.
So it could be any of all of that. And just, it's a cocktail.
They mix it all together.
And it may also have caffeine in it.
I love that there's some caffeine. Yeah, because the Coke isn't enough.
Do you think I could order decaf pink cocaine?
Have you ever seen Get Him to the Greek?
Yes. Is that with Russell Brand?
Russell Brand and P. Diddy.
Sneaky, funny movie.
It's kind of the follow-up to Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah, it's a sneaky, funny movie.
It's good.
It's really good. And there's a great scene in there where it's kind of awkward, but P. Diddy plays basically P. Diddy. He plays himself, this big record exec. And they're at this big party, this rock star party, and they're smoking like a joint, and one of the guys, who's the Jonah Hill, thinks that they're just smoking weed or something. And he's like, "What is this?" Like, "Oh, that's just a Jeffrey." And he's like, "Oh, that's fine." He's smoking. And he goes, I don't feel so good. What's in this?" And they're like, "What's in a Jeffrey?" And they're like this, "Well, a little ecstasy, a little angel dust, a little cocaine, a little this, a little that." And they're like, "Ah," and they're like, "Why would you give me that? Why do you call this a Jeffrey?" And they're like, "Because who could be scared of a Jeffrey? It seems so friendly." And it's like the worst thing known to man. That's pink cocaine. It's like all the drugs mixed into one. And then we're surprised that some dude is like throwing himself off a balcony.
So it actually is pink.
It is, yes.
But is the pink designed to make people think it's like girly cocaine?
I don't know.
Sexy
maybe,
cocaine?
Maybe just adds a little fun to it. I don't know.
Well, apparently, despite its name, they're saying that it may not contain contain cocaine at all.
Oh.
And may get its color from food coloring.
Really?
Yeah.
So why do they call it pink cocaine if there's no cocaine?
Well, because it's snortable.
Snortable.
And it looks like cocaine and it's pink.
Do you think anyone's ever been like, "Hey man, do you want to do some LSD? Nah. Do you want to do some ketamine? Not really. What about some Molly? Nah. What if we put them all together? You got it.
I'm in."
What? Lamar Odom. I saw an interview with Lamar Odom. Remember when he almost died at the Bunny Ranch?
Yeah.
He said that the main thing that he was on was pink cocaine. And the best part is he gave an interview and he's like, "Look, I've done all the drugs. And I'm telling you, pink cocaine is by far the worst." He goes, "I was seeing and hearing things like you wouldn't believe." And that's from a seasoned vet that is telling. When Lamar Odom says that you shouldn't do pink cocaine, you probably shouldn't do pink cocaine. That in a very rich pop star flung himself off a balcony on it. Maybe don't do that. I mean, it's got meth in it and then some. Like, has anyone ever smoked meth and been like, "You know what? Well, this isn't doing it for me anymore. I need something a little bit, little bit stronger."
Can I just, and I'm no drug expert here, but I am number one against the spread.
You are. Well, and you're a man of increase.
Aren't some of those things that we listed, don't they conflict? Like, they're not, like, some are depressants and others are...
Well, I think that's probably the best.
Like, when you do, like, a speedball or something, stimulant. Where it's, like, heroin and coke, and it's other opposite directions.
Why would you do something that is a stimulant, but also has a depressant in it? Like, what is that about?
If I learned anything from the Jeffrey, it's that it goes in waves. It goes in waves.
Oh, really?
You get really
so you're really high and then really low and then really
jump
high.
Back up. Yeah. Yeah. Apparently the 2CB is it's some sort of psychedelic drug that you can mix in there too.
Well, I got to tell you guys, again, I am no drug expert, but I am number one against the spread.
Yeah. You're on fire.
Dang. It seems to me that the drug market is as dangerous as it has ever been.
Yes.
When you count the, you know, like stuff like this and fentanyl and, dude, even if I wanted to do drugs, I think I'd be too scared.
It is a little bit of, I feel like if I was at a random party and someone's like, "Hey, you want to do something?" I'd be like,
I'd
be like, "Why don't you do it over there in the corner with those three people? And then if you're still alive in 3-4 hours, you can come talk to me." But I'm going to go ahead and say no to that for a while.
It's freaky.
Yeah. It does seem a bit much, but I've always had. I get like when you get to a bad point and you just don't care anymore, right? Like is it the crocodile?
Yeah, crocodile.
Like the stuff that like eats your flesh. Okay, well, if you're taking crocodile, like no one has ever just been at a party and was like, give me the flesh-eating drug.
Pretty much only been a beer guy, but I think I'd like to try some crocodile tonight.
Yeah, like, you're clearly at that point, you're on the streets, and, you know, hey, you got nothing to lose. You're like, what the hell?
It's cheap, and it hits hard, let's go.
Exactly. It costs, like, $2.50, and I'm going to get blacked out, whatever. Like, I get that. Bath salts. But what I've never understood is how you get to that point if you're just seemingly a normal person. Like, you're at a party, you're hanging out, and you're like, hey, we're smoking a little weed, maybe doing a couple bumps. And then someone's just like, hey, you want to try meth? And you're like, why not? Like, meth, heroin, I have never understood that jump where you're just like, yeah, let's do it. Never done it before, but what in the hell?
Well,
you would think by now the reputation would be enough for normal people with something to lose to not smoke meth.
Yeah, I mean, aren't they chasing the high, though? They're like, they want the next high.
I guess.
They want the better high.
Yeah.
Let's do it. What could it hurt?
Meth?
Yeah.
Like,
no big thing.
Yeah, it's like,
just do it once.
Yeah, just once, right? Yeah.
And then, maybe I'll do it again.
Yeah.
Well, that felt pretty good. Maybe I'll go buy some now.
Zoop probably knows the episode of Sunny where the gang tries crack.
Yeah.
It starts as, let's try a little bit. And then before you know it, they're out on the stoop. They're on welfare.
Billy Joel has
there we go. Judge finally hit one.
Got one out.
Nope. Fly out. Can of corn.
Billy Joel tells a great story. There, he has a song called Scandinavian Skies, and they were flying. He was flying in Scandinavia. I think they were going from like Norway to Sweden or whatever. And he tells this great story. He goes, yeah, if you've never done heroin before, you know where the last place you should do it? On an airplane. He did heroin for the very and only time. And he said it got on an airplane. And he goes, I can assure you that is the worst flight of all time. But he goes, it was also the best flight because I will never do it again. He did it one time.
Could you raw dog a flight?
On heroin?
Yeah. On drugs?
No.
Just sit there shaking?
No.
Rocking back and
forth? No, no, no. I've told the story. I raw dogged a dead rabbit today. I was flying to meet a friend of mine in Florida, and it was a red-eye flight. And I have a hard time sleeping on airplanes, so I thought to myself, well, you know, the flight leaves at like 11:30 at night. I'd like to get some sleep because, you know, I'm got to wake up the next day and go do stuff. So I took some. I was like, well, I'll just take some things to help me sleep. So I took an edible, which I normally take to help me go to sleep. And then I don't remember what I took. I think I took like a Xanax or something. I took something like that, and I thought it would just knock it. It was awful. And it hit me like a ton of bricks.
Just the combo of the two?
The combo of the two. And it was like a half hour into the flight, I just felt it go over me. And I'm like, oh.
So did you sleep?
No.
Oh,
no,
really?
No.
The other way?
Just, I white knuckled that. It was all I wanted to do was get some sleep. And I had to white knuckle that thing for like 6 hours. And like in my head, I'm like.
Made you paranoid.
It made me super paranoid. And I was like, are they going to see that something's wrong with me? Are they going to land the plane? And like anytime the stewardess came by, I was pretending to be asleep so she wouldn't notice. But it was like the worst fake sleep. It was just bad. It was the worst. And that was like I said, I think that was like Valium or whatever, Xanax and some edibles. I can't imagine what it's like taking like serious drugs and getting on an airplane. Ask Billy Joel. He's like, yeah, no. It did get a song out of it though.
Yeah, this text says, you show me a coke pile, a heroin pile, and a meth pile, and if it's off the streets nowadays, I'd assume it's three piles of fentanyl.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So can't do drugs these days.
My buddy the cop says they say over half of the stuff you buy on the street is laced with it.
Is it possible this is great for the, like Nancy Reagan? You know, like just say no. Like the drugs are so bad and can kill you that people won't do them.
And yet people still are.
Well, yeah. I mean, you got a lot of look. There's a lot of people that can't be helped, but I think just on the margins, don't you think there's a lot of people who?
I would assume that there's less party drugs happening right now.
Yeah,
I would assume, but again, I'm not.
You'd
20.
Think?
I don't know. Kids, dude, they just I tell my kids about it every time, like they leave to go back to school or whatever. I'm like, can we just not like? I'm not trying to be a prude here, but like this, just be careful, will ya? And they all my kids are like, Dad, we know. I mean, they talk about it around colleges and stuff.
Hey, what's
people are aware.
We should do a seggy at some point on the best gummy, the best sleep gummies.
Hmm.
I think we should do a segment on that.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. don't mix it with some other stuff.
Because we keep trying these different ones, you know?
Gotta
like every once in a while.
Got to find a good groove.
Well, don't you... I mean, they're all kind of different, you know?
Absolutely.
And how you feel and how much sleep you get is different.
100%.
I don't know. I think that'd be a good seggy.
Deals in. At least you didn't get a Blues Traveler's tattoo on that flight.
To be fair, that was mushrooms. Thank you very much.
Magic Johnson.
Dude, it's a...
Oh, he's out.
It's
God,
a terrible feeling to freak out on an airplane. It's bad.
Stanton just got hosed at home.
Hey, Teoscar Hernandez, I wonder if the Mariners wish they had a...
Oh, wait. All right. Ducks Roundtable is coming up. What, 10 minutes, I think? Is that right?
That's right. If we ever go to break.
It's hot. All right, let's get to break. We'll wrap it up next on The Fan. Well, I just came across the Ducks Roundtable crew out there in the bullpen.
Are they roundtabling?
They're fired up.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Trust me, they're fired up.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be a big show.
Yeah. By the way, I was watching the Stanton get thrown out at home.
Yeah.
Boy.
You got this. You're doing great.
I'm trying the best way to put this, because I hate to question people's effort.
It looked like he could have been trying harder.
There is zero chance that's as fast as he can run.
I think it is, though, because he's hurt.
Is he hobbled?
Yeah, he is. And that's why, that was part of the reason why when they were playing the Royals,
okay,
I said that he's a liability, because he
can't run?
He cannot run.
He was kind of like Vlad Guerrero at the end, Vlad Sr.
Yeah. And I don't know what his ailment was, but he's still hobbled. And
okay.
It does look like he's kind of lollygagging, but that's all he's got.
Right. I just was shocked. When I saw him, because originally when I saw the play, I just saw him get thrown at home, but I saw him rounding third, and it looked, that's how I run. Like, I was just like, that is a run where anytime I'm running anywhere, my main concern is don't blow a hamstring. And I just was a little shocked that, like, you're getting shut out in a World Series game that you're down 0-2. You might want to get the piano off your back a little bit there, Giancarlo. That was bad, but I guess if he's hurt.
It looks like he should be able to run faster, to Isaac's point. I don't know if it's in there. It looks like it should be, though.
Yeah.
You ever see video of yourself doing something you think looks athletic? Like you think,
or at least feels athletic, and then you see it, and you're like, oh, God.
Yeah, and then you're like, ooh. Like, I don't want to see a video of myself running, because I don't run. But sometimes I'll be out, like, you're driving around, I'll be riding my bike, and you see people running, like, for exercise, and it looks like they're about to keel over and die. And you're like, I wonder if in their mind they think they're just clipping along. Like, they're like pre out there, just looking majestic. And you look at them, you're like, dude, you are 1 second away from having a massive coronary. But in your mind, you're like a gazelle. You see that, like, pickup basketball? Like, you just think those dudes look so athletic in their mind, and then you watch them, and you're like...
Oh. Everyone's jumper looks like crap. They're all shuffling their feet.
Getting about 6 inches off the ground. You're like, yeah, about their sky.
Buck brought this up earlier. Who does Walker Buehler look like? Because he looks like someone. It's an actor. I mentioned...
You mentioned Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
Who, I see that, but that I don't think that's who, like, there's a resemblance to somebody else that I can't put my finger on. But Benedict's a good call.
You got any ideas over there?
I'm doing a, you know, I
who
wanted
does he
to,
look like?
I wanted to be fair and do a quick,
There's someone specific.
Busy. It's hard for me to look at his face with his tight pants.
Just draws your eyes down there, doesn't it? That bulge.
Can't help it.
It's not like the Statue of David down there, is it?
In some photos it looks one way. I can't say what I really want to say, but...
Why not?
I can see the Benedict Cumberbatch thing. There's some photos where I can see a Johnny Manziel. There's some things that I just can't say.
Number one against the spread.
By the way, that someone brought up the fact that I thought was interesting. Like, we don't know what David was carved from. Like, if I was a famous, like, sculptor, and I was carving, and I said, "Hey, Rob, like, you're gonna be my muse," I would 100% give you a small penis on purpose. Like, that's Like, imagine if that's your buddy. There's no way that you're not carving that statue and giving him a small wheel.
Well, Michelangelo did it, right?
Yes.
So perhaps Michelangelo was feeling a little self-conscious.
Ah.
Not really knowing what David was packing. But he's like, sure selling going to be bigger than what I got.
Check this out. I just think it'd be funny if it was his buddy and he unveils it and his buddy's like, oh my God, that's the most beautiful thing. He's like, wait for this.
My penis is very, very important to me. All right, Ducks Roundtable coming up next. We're back tomorrow. 3-7 picking up. Dedication, devotion, it's turning all the night time into the day. The song about a sweet little on a woman. They do the song about the night. Then they do the walk. Do the walk of life. Yeah, you do the walk of life. Red ships of Spain.
Fall favorites are here, and so are amazing deals at Amazon. You'll save so much on early holiday fashion gifts, like cozy fits and stylish shirts. You'll have money left over for the matching sweaters everyone definitely wants to wear for the holiday card.
Cheese.
Or that ugly holiday sweater that's, like, really ugly.
OMG, that's, like, really ugly.
Oh, what fun it is to save. Shop low prices on all your fall favorites now.
Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL, all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to join today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.